What if there was a simple solution to all of the major medical challenges? What if for every disease, for every sickness, for depression, for anxiety, for low self-esteem, low self-confidence, for all of the things that make us feel and look unhealthy, what if there was a simple solution? What if? Ooh, as an exercise professional, wouldn't that be exciting? As an exercise professional, I would love to be able to inspire, help, motivate, excite people to be healthy. How about you? Is it possible that whatever we've been sharing with people might not be working because the world is getting fatter and sicker and weaker and more depressed and sicker than it's ever been? And if you are an exercise professional, a parent, a teacher, a coach, a leader, what are we going to do about it? So let's have a look first at the challenges. What if we could stop bones from getting weak? So we didn't get osteoporosis, the bone thinning disease. And more importantly, even the thing that happens inside our bones, which is our immune system. What if we could get really strong bones to make sure that we have a strong immune system and we didn't get osteoporosis? Muscles. What if we could stop them from wasting away? Now, a lot of people think that as you get older, you're just going to lose muscle tissue. But what if you didn't? And what would that have to do with your health, with your well-being, with the way you look and feel? Is it possible that muscles control our metabolism? So if we maintained our muscle, we would keep a fast metabolism. And is it possible that muscles have everything to do with all the other things that we can do? So if we've got strong muscles, they don't waste away as we get older. We can keep playing our sport, keep climbing mountains, keep doing all the things that the human body is capable of doing at a young age. We could keep doing it as an older person because we maintain our muscle. And if there was a way to do that that was simple and easy, would we want to share that with the world? Then there's the question of our heart and lungs. What happens if our heart and lungs are not fit? What happens to our ability to pump blood, oxygen, vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals around our body? What happens to our body in general if we become unfit? And what if we could get really fit fast and stay that way without having to spend hours and hours doing cardio exercise? What if there was a way? What if? What a great question. What if? Then there's the hormonal system, the one that gets blamed for us feeling, particularly as a woman, I've been told all of my life, periods will be bad and pregnancy will be bad and menopause will be bad and it's all about your hormones. Hormones get blamed for us putting on weight. They get blamed for how we feel emotionally. And what if being healthy, being fit, being strong, if there was a simple way to get healthy, fit and strong, we could become the controller of our hormonal system rather than our hormonal system controlling us? What if we could get a body where our hormones were working effectively for us rather than against us? What if? Another great what if. Then there's the central nervous system, the brain, the thing that controls everything else that we do. If there was a way to make sure that your brain stayed healthy, it didn't rot away with age. And I say that because Alzheimer's, dementia, depression, anxiety, all the brain diseases, and then there's the big ones like Parkinson's and MS and the things that really affect our body and our brain from a quality of life point of view. What if you could keep your brain young, healthy, mentally tough and strong so that you didn't age mentally? You could stay young and healthy in your brain. And what if that connection between the central nervous system and the hormonal system was really strong because your heart and lungs were fit and your muscles and bones were strong? What if then you could pump literally happy drugs into your brain, the neurotransmitters, the ones that make us feel good, like dopamine, serotonin, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, the ones that really control how we feel and often control the way we live our life, because obviously if you don't feel very good, you don't have a very great quality of life. What if there was a way for all of those to stay, or your brain, your muscles, your bones, your heart, your lungs, your hormonal system, your central nervous system, and your digestive system. What about that one? What if the food that we ate got used up, burnt up, and our body was a food burning, fat burning, calorie burning machine? What if our digestive system was so healthy that if we pick up a germ, bug, or virus in our food, some bad thing, we got rid of it really quickly because our body was capable of removing junk out of our body really fast? And that whole thing with toxins, what if everything we eat gets, the good stuff stays in and the bad stuff comes out really fast? So we had a gastrointestinal transit time, the amount of time it takes to get food from our mouth to the other end was really fast, and all the stuff that we need actually gets absorbed by the body and goes to all the places that it needs to go. What if there was a short, fast, simple way to do that? And then what about self-confidence and self-esteem, because you've got good posture, you've got great hair, great skin, you've got strong nails, you've got bright eyes, you just feel good about yourself. What if there was a way to make all of that happen that was simple and easy? What if? Because we often say can't be done, not possible, it won't work. But rather than saying can't, what if we said how can I? Rather than saying not possible, what if we say what if? What if there was a way to make all of those things happen for our human body? Now, here's the great news. Not too much argument about this one. It's been suggested that if you're fit and strong, all of those things will happen for your body, which means you will have a healthy everything. How's that? Healthy bones, healthy muscles, healthy heart and lungs, healthy brain, healthy hormonal system, healthy digestive system, everything will work well. If you're fit and strong, yay. So there's the next question. How do we get fit and strong? What if there was a simple, fast way to do that rather than a long, boring way? What if there was a fast, simple way to get puffed, to overload our muscles and bones so that we could get fit and get strong, and there was no complicated programs that people argued about? There was no controversy about what was the right or wrong way to do all of those things. And that's where it becomes a little bit complicated. As an exercise professional, what do you think? Is it possible that there seems to be a lot of information about how long and how many and what you can and can't do? And is it possible that there are people out there that don't exercise because we've made it too long and too complicated and too boring or too hard? Do we need to ask the question, what if there was a short way? What if there was a fast way? What is the least amount of exercise we have to do to get the human body fit and strong? And what if it was really short? And of course, the only way to find that answer out definitively, how's that for a good word, is to understand how the human body works. So as an exercise professional, what if, another great question, we actually learnt our anatomy and physiology. So we learnt how the human body works, and we learnt what the body's made up of. So what those systems that I mentioned, the skeletal system, the muscular system, the central nervous system, the endocrine hormonal system, the digestive system. What if we understand how they all work? I'll just add another one in there, the immune system, because we seem to forget about that. A lot of the world is really sick because it's not capable of fighting germs, bugs, viruses, and diseases. What if we could get all of those systems working effectively? And how could we do that if we didn't know, one, what they are, B, how they work together, and then what does exercise have to do? Because as an exercise professional, that's what I specialize in. How about you? I am a professional who specializes in the benefits of exercise for all of those things. So what if we learned what the body was made of and how it works? So then we could decide for ourselves, rather than listening to all the controversial, contradicting, and perhaps even old information that's out there about how to get fit and strong. Is it possible that a lot of the exercise programs that are being delivered in most fitness facilities, exercise classes, gyms, personal training studios are just a repetition or a regurgitation of what everybody's been doing for a really long time? Or if something new comes up, how was it developed? Was it based on how the human body works and what it's made up of? Or was it just another form of some other exercise that somebody saw and thought, well, maybe we can do that differently? And I'm asking that very personally because it's really easy to watch what other people are doing and to copy. That's the easy way. It's easy to look at what experts are doing. They might be an exercise physiologist or a personal trainer with 30 years experience, or they might be a gym owner, or they might be a trainer that's got 50, 60 clients. And you think, well, they must know what they're doing. Is it possible that we, as an exercise professional, a professional who specializes in exercise, that we should learn our stuff and work out for ourselves whether something is safe or effective, whether it's going to work long term? And more importantly, how would we know that if we didn't know our anatomy and physiology? So what if we learnt what the body systems are, what they're made up of, how they work together, and then how exercise affects them? And of course, as an exercise professional for a very long time, I'm very guilty of copying what other people do, listening to supposed experts, looking at the way the industry used to run itself and still does, and say, well, if that's how it's being done, maybe that's how I should be doing it too. And that was all very fine and wonderful until I was put into the embarrassing situation of being asked, why do you do that and how does it work? Why would you do that to the human body? How does that work inside the human body? And why would you give that to a human being to do? And unfortunately, my only answers were based on what I'd been taught in a course, what other people had told me, what other experts were doing, but I didn't know for myself. I had learnt my anatomy and physiology to pass the test, and I was very good at passing tests, always got great marks, but I didn't understand what I was learning, and that meant that I couldn't explain it simply, and that also meant that I couldn't decide for myself whether something was safe or unsafe, whether it was effective or ineffective, because I didn't know how the human body worked. So I'm embarrassed to say that, but I'm also proud to share that with you because I didn't stay there. I didn't pretend I knew stuff. And I'm, again, very privileged, as I often share. K-Man came into my life. He's an exercise physiologist, yes, but he will happily share with you too that he went through a master's degree at university without doing too much thinking for himself. He really listened to what other people told him and believed it. Until he started dealing with real life people when he was training elite athletes, world champions, Olympic athletes, and he was responsible not just for their health and well-being, but he was responsible for their career path and their income. If an elite athlete's not training, if an elite athlete's not competing, they're not winning or they're not capable of earning money. So he learned very quickly that he needed to ask why and how, and then he went back and learned his anatomy and physiology to the point where he can not only understand it, but having now dealt with many thousands of very boring, very complicated, very opinionated so-called experts of anatomy, physiology, exercise programming and nutrition, he has taught me very specifically to ask why and how about everything, and that I should demand of myself to know why and how, not just believe what people tell me. It's very easy to believe somebody because they've got a doctorate degree. Interestingly, however, and it certainly happens to me on a daily basis now, where there'll be two doctors of exercise physiology or endocrinology or cardiology or psychiatry, and there's two exact doctors, doctorate degree people, who are arguing and completely disagreeing with each other. So where does that leave you as an exercise professional? What do you do if there's two experts disagreeing, completely coming from opposite directions and giving information that completely contradicts the other doctor? Who do you believe? And of course, that's very simple for me because I've been now taught and learn and am very excited to learn for myself. It's not about believing other people. It's about how does the human body actually work? And what's kind of cool about that is there's a lot of stuff that we don't know, but there's a lot of things that are not argued. The argument comes in the process. So yes, there's a lot of argument about what exercises to do, what exercises not to do, when you should and shouldn't do them. But there's no argument that, number one, you should be fit and strong. So nobody suggests that you should be weak and unfit. And nobody suggests that being fit and strong will not add massive benefit to your life. There's a great quote, exercise is medicine and medicine is exercise. And the top professionals in the world are all agreeing with that. There's not one disease, one challenge, one injury, mental or physical, that cannot be helped by, cured or prevented by being fit and strong. The challenge is obviously in the process. Ha ha. So what if, there's my great question again, what if we stuck to the basics? What if we keep it simple? And rather than how much do I have to do, how complicated can I make it, how long and boring does it have to be? What if I asked that question? What if there was a simple, fast, easy way to get the body fit and strong? And when it comes to actual anatomy and physiology, there once again is no argument. So this is how simple it is. What if to get fit, you had to get puffed? And what if to get strong, you needed to overload every muscle and bone in your body? What if? And isn't it beautiful that there's no argument about that? You can't change your physiology. You can't adapt your body to being a fit, strong body if it's weak and unfit, if you don't make changes, if you don't force it to change. And that comes from overload. So to get fit, you've got to overload your heart and lungs. To get strong, you've got to overload your muscles and bones. And of course, they're both driven by the central nervous system and by the endocrine hormonal system, which of course is fueled by the digestive system. And I'm going to add the immune system in there again, because that's built inside your bones. So there's no disagreement that if you have strong bones, that you will have a strong immune system. So let's go back to my initial questions. What if there was a way to have strong bones so you didn't get osteoporosis and you had a strong immune system because your immune system's built inside your bones? And what if that just meant overloading all the muscles and bones in your body without hurting them, without damaging them, without injuring them? And of course, that's got to be the number one rule, hasn't it, for all exercise professionals, for anybody that gives out exercise information. And specifically, if you are a coach or a parent or an exercise professional, shouldn't that be our number one rule? I will not injure my client. I will not injure my athlete. I will not injure this person who's relying on me to give them great information. So yes, the exercise has to be safe. But what do I need to do to overload every single muscle and bone in my body to make sure that I've got strong ligaments, tendons, bones, muscles? And which ones do I not want strong? So I want to pick an exercise, and there's a great question. Do I want to do little exercises or big ones, knowing that the endocrine hormonal system is fired up by doing big exercises, knowing that the endocrine hormonal system and central nervous system fire up most effectively together when I do big exercises? And if I do big exercises and I use all the muscles and bones in my body, will I overload my muscles and bones and get stronger? And then what will happen to my immune system? So I don't get osteoporosis, I don't get sick, or I don't get diseases because I've got a strong immune system. And if I do get sick, I recover really fast because my immune system can fight all the germs, bugs, or viruses that may get into my body. Is it then possible, because I've got strong muscles, because I've overloaded all the muscles and bones in my body because I do big exercises, I now have a fast metabolism because I can either build back the muscle that I've lost, or if I'm a bloke, I can get more muscle, which means I have a faster metabolism, which also means I can do all the things that I want to do because I'm strong. So I can play my sport, play with my kids, be active, do all the things in my life that I have to do because I've got a body that's capable of doing it because I'm strong. So strong muscles, strong bones. If I get puffed and I overload my heart and lungs, respiratory cardiovascular system, so now there's again no argument. If I don't get puffed, I won't get fit. So what I do to get puffed doesn't matter, as long as I get puffed, because my heart and lungs are blind. They can't see whether I'm sprinting on soft sand, running upstairs, punching a bag, dancing, doing a martial art, playing with my kids, running my dog, running up and down my hallway. Doesn't matter, as long as I get puffed. If I get puffed, I get fit. And if I get fit, I now have heart and lungs that can pump blood, oxygen, vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals around my body and put it in all the places that I need to go. And how long does it take to get puffed? There's the great, simple, easy question. Not how long do I have to exercise for, but how long does it actually take? If I put in a really big effort, how long does it take to get puffed? And of course, nobody's going to argue that if you go from standing still to flat out, in about 10 seconds, you will be puffed. And If I get puffed, I get fit. So is it possible that the shortness of my exercise program could be as little as 10 seconds several times throughout the day, so that I'm constantly not just getting puffed to make my heart and lungs stronger and fitter, but what about the endocrine system and the hormonal system, which then affects my central nervous system, which is my brain? And if I pump neurotransmitters, so epinephrine, adrenaline, so that I can move, the movement drugs of the hormonal and neurotransmitting system, once I've puffed, I then fill my brain up with the neurotransmitters of reward and satisfaction, which is dopamine and serotonin, and brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is the fertilizer for my brain. So my chances of depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, low self-confidence, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's disease, all the horrible things that affect our brain, less likely to have those. And even if I get them, because they're a genetic disorder in my family line, I'll handle them better because I'm fitter and stronger. Is anybody as excited as I am? Here's a great question. What if our exercise program could be as short and fast as one or two exercises to overload all the muscles and bones in my body, and then at least as long as possible to super compensate, which is probably the thing that we seem to disconnect with. It's not how often we train. We don't get stronger when we lift something heavy. We lift something heavy, overload muscles and bones, endocrine system, central nervous system, and then they'll have to recover. Super compensation process. So the harder I go, the more overload I put through my muscles and bones, the longer I need to recover. The shorter the exercise program is, because I'm only doing a short or small number of exercises because I'm lifting heavy, I'm overloading every muscle and bone in my, I get so excited, in my body. So is it possible that my exercise program to get fit, strong, healthy bones, muscles, brain, endocrine system, central nervous system, immune system, digestive system could be as short as once, maybe twice a week to get strong, and 10 seconds of high intensity huffy puffy a few times throughout every day? Before you say, no, that won't work, what if it did? What if it works? And that's my really big question. And when people ask me, Roey, how come you don't run marathons anymore? How come you don't go to the gym 5 days a week anymore? How come you don't do multiple sets and reps anymore? What's going on with you? What's changed? You used to be such a high number of hours exercising person. Well, it's a pretty simple answer. What if we learn our anatomy and physiology? And what if we learn how easy it is to become fit and strong fast? Better question, if we give people a long, boring exercise program, are they likely to stick to it versus we give them a short, fast one? What if it was as short and fast as lift something heavy for a couple of minutes, a couple of times a week or once a week? And if you lift even heavier and harder and more intensely, it might be once every 10 days. And what if our huffy puffy was a couple of times an hour, three, four times an hour, as I always talk about, four puffs an hour. That's 10 seconds, by the way, which is only 40 seconds an hour. It's a very short, sharp exercise program. And the reason I'm so passionate about it, and the reason why I don't do long distance running anymore, the reason why I don't do 45-minute group exercise classes anymore, the reason why I've made my exercise so short and fast is I want to be the living, breathing example of somebody that can be healthy, fit and strong, particularly as I get older. I'm really now an old lady. Ask any 20-year-old how old 60 is and they'll tell you that's really old. It's interesting, though, that I'm fitter and stronger than I've ever been, and I'm doing the least amount of exercise that I've ever done. Now, don't use me as an example, of course, because that's just me. All I'm asking you to think about is what if? What if all you had to do to be a fit, strong, happy human with a mentally tough and physically tough and strong body was to get puffed for 10 seconds a few times throughout the day and to lift something really heavy, overload every muscle and bone in your body once, maybe twice a week? What if? What if it was as simple as an exercise program that was less than minutes a week to have a healthy, fit, strong skeletal system, muscular system, cardiovascular and respiratory system, central nervous system, hormonal endocrine system, digestive system, immune system? And interestingly, most people don't exercise for any of those reasons. Most people exercise because they want to look good, have ripped abdominals, have tight butt cheeks, and love what they see in the mirror. Is it possible? And what if your body was fit and strong physically and mentally because you overloaded every muscle and bone in your body, overloaded your central nervous system, endocrine system, cardiovascular and respiratory system? What if the outcome of that, the side effect of being fit and strong internally, was that you looked good externally? Is it possible that a body that becomes fit and strong also becomes a food-burning, fat-burning, calorie-burning machine, so you end up being lean? Is it possible that when you've got a respiratory and cardiovascular system that's pumping vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals and good stuff around your body, that you will have great hair, great skin, great nails, bright eyes, great posture, and you'll look good from the outside too? So what if, as exercise professionals, we could give people something that was so simple and so easy and so fast? And what if we asked the question, what is the least amount of exercise I have to do to have a healthy, fit, strong body that looks good, rather than how long and complicated and boring can I make an exercise program so that nobody wants to do it? And I say that sarcastically because I'm embarrassed. They're the kind of exercise programs I used to give people, and I have to take responsibility because I didn't know my anatomy, I didn't know my physiology, and most importantly, I didn't understand the human race. I just used to think, well, I can convince everybody to exercise for hours and hours. Well, the three parts to being a great exercise professional, as we know: number one, should you know how to get people fit anatomically and physically? Should you understand that process? Number two, should you understand how to get people strong anatomically and physically? Not somebody told you what exercises to do, but you actually know how the human body gets strong. And then should having known both of those things, we then adapt the process to suit each unique individual? Is it possible that giving everybody the same program or treating everybody the same, that we could annoy them, it could be disrespectful, it could turn them off, and they may never exercise again? And that's what I'm so embarrassed about, because I didn't know my anatomy and physiology, and because I gave people programs that were long and boring and complicated. I'm sure there are a lot of people who have never exercised ever again, and I'll be as dramatic as it is. I think I've killed people. I think there are people who are now dead or have very poor quality of life because at some stage in their life they came in contact with me who gave them a long, boring, complicated exercise program that they couldn't stick to. And if I can't stick to my exercise program, doesn't matter how good it is, it's useless because I'm not doing it. So even if you are exercising for hours and hours every day, is it possible that there'll come a time in your life where you may get too busy? Have you ever used the excuse, I don't have time or I'm too busy? And if you're using that excuse or have heard other people use that excuse, is it possible that it could be a reason why people don't exercise? And do I have a responsibility as an exercise professional to make an exercise program short and fast and effective? And effective coming from it's actually getting done. So if I get people puffed and I get them to overload every muscle and bone in their body so that their muscles and bones and endocrine system and central nervous system get strong, is it possible that people will get healthy, fit and strong, and I'll make a difference in their life? And isn't that why you became an exercise professional? Or if you are a parent, a teacher or a coach or a leader, do you want people to be healthy, fit and strong? And should we find the long, boring, hard way to do it, or the easy, fast way to do it? Should we be asking what is the most amount of exercise I have to give people to get a result? Or could the better question be, what is the least amount of exercise that I can give the people in my life that I love and care about so that they can become healthy, fit and strong mentally and physically? Could that be a great question?